Saratoga Performing Arts Center has selected a new president and executive director. Elizabeth Sobel will step in this October after the conclusion of SPAC's 2016 50th anniversary season. Current president Marsha White will be retiring this fall after 11 years with the venue. Sobel spoke about her career in the arts and transition to the Spa City.
In the early days, the first part of my career, I worked for a company called IMG Artists, which was a global artist management representation firm, and we represented a lot of cultural icons like Itzhak Perlman and Renee Fleming and James Galway and Joshua Bell, a lot of classical artists, but we also were a very diverse agency. We had jazz, we had some more mainstream artists, we had world music, theater, etc. And so I was a manager for many years, and then the last 6 years that I was there, I was actually running the company as managing director. So that was kind of the behind the scenes part of the industry, where you're really helping develop, shape, and careers of the artists who were appearing on stages like SPAC. So from there, in April 2013, I was invited to go to Universal Music Group and create for Universal a classics as opposed to classical. Classics meaning anything that basically I and our group considered timeless and great music. So there was classical, there was jazz, there was world music, soundtracks, cast albums, that sort of thing. So that was the recorded side of the business. And now this is kind of veering into the last part, the kind of holy trinity, as it were, of like the management side, the live performance side, and the recorded side. This is the live performance side. So it kind of is kind of a culmination of all the things I've been doing in the past.
How familiar were you with SPAC before stepping into this role?
Well, super familiar, because so many of my artists had performed here over the years, and I was reminded when I saw Joshua Bell rehearsing over at SPAC this afternoon that he started coming here when he was 16, and I was working with him then. So a lot of my artists have been on the SPAC stage. They love coming up here. Surprisingly, I had not actually made it up here myself. I have had one of the crazy things about my job was just a very intense travel schedule. So coming up here was kind of an epiphany. It was fantastic.
You said when we spoke earlier that you were really excited to step into the Saratoga community.
Absolutely.
And can you tell me a little bit about, I know you've met a lot of people so far in the last couple of days, but what are some of first impressions of this area?
So I'll tell you a little quick story about the first time I came up here to meet with the search committee. And I arrived in Saratoga by myself on a Sunday early evening. It's kind of a gray day. There wasn't much going on downtown. I went out for a little walk and needed to get some dinner. And as I was walking down Broadway and then turned on a little side street, I walked past what looked like an amazing bookstore. It was called Lyrical Ballad. And I happened to be a complete literary fanatic, as much crazy about literature as I am about music. So that was kind of intriguing to me. And then I turned around the corner and I saw this lovely little welcoming restaurant. I was like dying for Italian food, a glass of great red wine or something. And this little sign that said Il mio posto beckoned to me, and I walked in. I had a fabulous meal, very homey, warm place, terrific food and wine. And then when I continued back up to Broadway and walking down, then I came across North Shore Books. And that bookstore, the original one in Manchester, is one of my favorite bookstores in the whole world. So as I was walking back to my hotel, I thought, how in the world could a city of this size sustain two such extraordinary bookstores? So that to me was the first kind of signal that there was something going on here culturally, intellectually, that was really special. And then just that instinct that I had just from that little walk around that night was borne out over the course of days, meeting the members of the search committee. I was just so blown away by their warmth and by their intelligence, by what was obvious commitment and passion and dedication to what goes on here, and their very palpable love for the arts. So that was the first trip. And then the second trip, I came back with my husband, and we spent a lot of time. We're both outdoor people. We love hiking, love nature. I grew up in North Carolina, so, you know, these many years that I've been living in Miami Beach, which has its very distinct charms, I really miss seasons. I miss deciduous trees and mountains. So my husband Jorge and I are really excited about just, you know, the natural beauty and what's possible here. So those are just a couple of things.
You're also visiting. I mean, you're here now, it's August, so
yeah.
SPAC is at its busiest, and the racetrack down the road is also at its busiest, so
sure.
It's a good time to get a first impression of Saratoga.
Sure.
What do you want to do with the organization? Do you see potential in SPAC? It's been a very well-known venue, and it's very well-respected, and it certainly must seem like a challenge for you to step into this role. So do you have any goals, or is there any direction you'd like to take the organization?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, you're right, it's like, it's got such an extraordinary reputation. It's such a healthy organization. I mean, I'm incredibly lucky to be coming in at this stage, to be sort of taking on an organization that's so stable and so strong. But I also do plan to bring my own interests and you know, I do see things here that I think that can add to what's already so strong and so beautiful here. I kind of like to wait for our next interview to really give you details, but I do have a lot of things that I'm really excited about, you know, giving a try to here, and I'm very eager for, you know, my colleagues and friends across the United States who are involved in the cultural world or just fans of great music, great ballet, great pop music, whatever, to really come up here and experience Saratoga. It's already a highly respected place, but I really want everybody to know what a gem of a place this is. I want them to have the same epiphany I had when I got here that Sunday night and was so enchanted with the place.